Here's a thought I'll title Fast Lenses in the Age of Denoise and Lens Blur. Now, I'll start by confessing I rarely use shallow depth of field, at least a lot less frequently than most photographers do. Probably because I don't shoot many portraits, I would guess. Most of the landscape work I do, I want everything in focus. Same with abstracts and most other subjects I can think of. But there are rare occasions when a very shallow depth of field is necessary. So I have a couple of very, very fast lenses, at least fast for Micro Four Thirds anyway, fast lenses that I can use to create shallow depth of field. I've carried them around for years because, well, never know when I might need it. But the truth be told, I can't remember the last time I used it. I had to look it up. And according to the EXIF data in Lightroom, the last time I used my fast prime lens was 6 years ago for a half a dozen shots. And before that, it was in 2013, fully 12 years ago. That tells you how rarely a fast prime is a part of my life. And in an attempt to lighten the load, as it were, I'm seriously thinking about selling them. So the question becomes, what am I giving up by not owning a fast prime? Well, there are two main concerns. One is without a fast prime, I have to shoot either longer shutter speeds, which can blur a picture, or I have to shoot at a smaller aperture, which cuts down the amount of light, which means I have to use a higher ISO rating, which is going to introduce noise. So there's three issues that come into play: noise, movement, depth of field. Well, depth of field I can easily take care of, at least for the few times I need it, with the new lens blur tool in Lightroom. It seems to work very well, accomplishes exactly what I want, and does so easily enough without me having to use a fast lens wide open. When it comes to noise, there's the new denoise feature in Lightroom that I've fallen in love with. It's absolutely gorgeous. It allows me to shoot easily at ISO 6400 and make images that have no noise whatsoever, at least not that you can see, either on screen or particularly in a print. So movement becomes the final thing that would make me want to keep a fast prime so that I can shoot at a faster shutter speed. But with image stabilization, and in my case, dual image stabilization with the camera, body, and lens working together, even with a long telephoto lens, I can easily get down to an eighth of a second and pretty much guarantee that I'm going to end up with at least one sharp image out of a short burst. So, do I need a fast lens? I've never hesitated to think about a fast prime because, of course, we need it. There are certain things that you just can't do without a fast prime lens. But is that true anymore? It was true at once upon a time. It was just taken for granted that it was a necessary part of the kit. But if I only use a lens a couple of times in the course of a dozen years, and I get the pictures that I want, even if I want a shallow depth of field and a fast shutter speed with low noise, which is what a prime is supposed to provide for me, I'm really struggling with why it's even a part of my thinking anymore. And I'm wondering if anyone else has come up with this conclusion too. A fast prime used to be on the top of everybody's wish list. Now I'm starting to think of it as superfluous gear that I can very easily sell off without missing at all. I guess the only thing I have to overcome now is a little touch of FOMO, the fear of missing out, because the habit of carrying a prime lens has been with me so long. I know that the minute I sell it, I'm going to find a project that absolutely demands it, in which case I'm assuming I'll be able to find what I need. But in the meantime, I think those fast primes are heading out the door.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.